Welcome to the Williams Meekin Why Be Hurtin' phone conference line.
Good morning.
Good morning, Monty. Sorry. My WebEx site was hiding today. WebEx site was hiding today. Now this is upside down or something. Well, I hope this is what I just fixed. Good morning, good morning. It's a rainy day today.
Boss, it is.
Karen will not be here today. And Donna will not be here today. We had quite a number of people listening in on Monday. How are you today?
I'm here. Like you say, rainy day.
Not out there hiking around in the rain, huh?
Nope.
Well, I'm trying to do a lot more of the garden work because Miguel is helping John on his house. And so that's not really good on the sciatic.
No.
Trying to figure out how to make that stay better. I was trying to work up to more hours. I got finished yesterday and I ran out of time. And I thought, wow, I did 2 hours. I'm getting better, stronger or something. By bedtime, I was like,
I know. It seems like, I don't know. I look at my age and I think, boy, I just wished I could do some of the things I used to do as fast as I used to be able to do them. And I'm just not there.
My grandfather was still sawing wood, chainsawing wood and everything, when he was well into his 90s, hiking around 5 hours a day. I mean, 5 miles, not 5 hours.
Yeah, I know. My grandpa was the same way. He was here on the farm. We owned this place actually in 1945 is when grandpa bought it. And I'll tell you, that guy from before he even got light, and he was out milking cows and doing the chores and things that need to be done here, and got the water started on the garden, and then he'd leave and go to work in town in construction, and Grandma'd work the garden all day long and do the things that need to be done around here and churn the butter and do the bacon and the cooking and all that sort of stuff, and he'd come home from work and then have to do things around here in the garden, and he milks a bunch of cows. And
go move the water again.
Yep. That right. Haul the milk down to the road down here and cover it with gunny sacks in the morning so Dairy Gold could come by and pick the milk cans up in the morning. Guy was moving all constantly, right up to the day he died.
How old was he when he died?
92.
Uh-huh.
Grandma lived to be 91. Mother's side of the family, they all lived to be in their late 80s, early 90s.
Oh, that's a good sign.
I think the genes are there, it's just that sometimes the body doesn't want to follow the genes.
You know, too bad we didn't know a lot earlier about various things. I was just reading about the mercury that people, you know, get in your dental work.
Uh-huh.
Did you hear Rick's call last night?
No, I didn't.
I didn't see you on that. It was so good. The Thursday night call this week, I think, was, you know, he did a live call a couple of weeks ago. It was just excellent. But he's had some more experience in seeing what's happening to the health of children. And I think you'll add that in there, and it should be enough to move anybody who hears this call should be moved to take action to join our mission in helping people to stay healthier.
Well, you know, that's where it's really that's the target market should be our children. I know parents feed their children, but nowadays so many parents, everything's, you know, they're both working, or it's fast food, swing by the deli, pick up a something or other and take it home, and it's just bad. And
the kids are being born with these, yep, with autism, of some forms of autism, a lot of times. I mean, it's just, he was saying on the call last night, it's just so prevalent, it's in every family. Everybody knows somebody who's got children that he had this little nephew, and they had to wear gloves all the time. I think he was 3 years old, or he would eat his fingers. Threw his fingers off.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Well, we brought it all upon ourselves, you know. What have you been reading about dental? Mercury dental? Is that back in the news or something?
Mercola. I'm gonna send it soon. When I get finished, I'll send it. But Mercola seems to sends me an email every day. That guy, I don't know how he ever gets that much done. I stopped listening to him because he likes to get on the video and tell it, and he talks kind of slow. It gets him. I can't handle that slow.
Would you suggest?
So now I found that he has a transcription, and so you can just read it. So I can read it in a couple of seconds. But
would you suggest being on his I imagine he puts out a newsletter then.
Yeah.
Would you suggest being on it?
We don't have him as well. He has good information, but he's always selling something.
Hmm. Of course, who isn't nowadays?
That's true.
I go to a website and that's all I see is advertisement, even though the information's good. I'm just glad I'm not a splurge buyer or impulsive buyer, because
house would be full, wouldn't it? I'm going to check the calls here. Well, Monty, you and I and Steve.
That's it, huh?
Yeah. Well.
Mother's side of the family, they all lived to be in their late 80s, early 90s.
Oh, that's a good sign.
I think the genes are there. It's just that sometimes the body doesn't follow the genes.
You know, too bad we didn't know a lot earlier about various things. I was just reading about the mercury that people, you know, get in your dental work.
Uh-huh.
Did you hear Rick's call last night?
No, I didn't.
I didn't see you on that. It was so good. The Thursday night call this week, I think, was, you know, he did a live call a couple of weeks ago. It was just excellent. But he's had some more experience in seeing what's happening to the health of children. And I think you'll add that in there, and it should be enough to move anybody who hears this call should be moved to take action to join our mission in helping people to stay healthier.
Well, you know, that's where it's really the target market should be our children. I know parents feed their children, but nowadays so many parents, everything's, you know, they're both working, or it's fast food, swing by the deli, pick up a something or other and take it home, and it's just bad. And
the kids are being born with these,
yep,
with autism, of some forms of autism, a lot of times. I mean, it's just, he was saying on the call last night, it's just so prevalent, it's in every family. Everybody knows somebody who's got children that he had this little nephew, and they had to wear gloves all the time. I think he was 3 years old, or he would eat his fingers. numbers off.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Well, we brought it all upon ourselves, you know. What have you been reading about dental, mercury dental? Is that back in the news or something?
Mercola. I'm going to send it soon. When I get finished, I'll send it. But Mercola seems to sends me email every day. That guy, I don't know how he ever gets that much done. I stopped listening to him because he likes to get on the video and tell it. And he talks kind of slow. It gets him. I can't handle that slow.
Would you suggest?
So now I found that he has a transcription, and so you can just read it. So I can read it in a couple of seconds. But
would you suggest being on his I imagine he puts out a newsletter then.
Yeah.
Would you suggest being on it?
We don't have him as well. He has good information, but he's always selling something.
Of course, who isn't nowadays?
That's true.
I go to a website and that's all I see is advertisement. Even though the information's good, I'm just glad I'm not a splurge buyer or impulsive buyer. Because
house would be full, wouldn't it? I'm gonna check the calls here. Well, Monty, you and I and Steve.
That's it, huh?
Yeah. Well, let's look at what I put together. Maybe we'll do some more again tomorrow or something. Mary Lou's going to talk tomorrow. So here's our focus page. And here is, so this is Tuesday. So welcome to the call. and so his fingers off.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Well, we brought it all upon ourselves, you know. What have you been reading about dental, mercury dental? Is that back in the news or something?
Mercola. I'm going to send it soon. When I get finished, I'll send it. But Mercola seems to send me email every day. That guy, I don't know how he ever gets that much done. I stopped listening to him because he likes to get on the video and tell it, and he talks kind of slow. It gets him. I can't handle that slow.
Would you suggest?
So now I found that he has a transcription, and so you can just read it. So I can read it in a couple of seconds. But
would you suggest being on his I imagine he puts out a newsletter then.
Yeah.
Would you suggest being on it?
We don't have him as well. He has good information, but he's always selling something.
Of course, who isn't nowadays?
That's true.
I go to a website, and that's all I see is advertisement. Even though the information's good, I'm just glad I'm not a splurge buyer or impulsive buyer. Because
house would be full, wouldn't it? I'm going to check the calls here. Well, Monty, you and I and Steve.
That's it, huh?
Yeah. Well, let's look at what I put together. Maybe we'll do some more again tomorrow or something. Mary Lou's going to talk tomorrow. So here's our focus page. And here is, so this is Tuesday. Welcome to the call. And so we welcome all those people who are listening, who will be listening to the recording as also. And so I want to go ahead and talk about the knowledge that we have opportunity to gain and how does it help us. Important is it? And this on Tuesday is our measuring up day. And I want to talk about it in a different way as usual. Good morning, someone who just joined us. You might be traveling. Put your phone on. Yes, thank you, Star 5. Thank you. We do have the slide, and so we have this knowledge that we have. We have to have knowledge of our Well, let me go ahead and start over on this one slide. The health style basics we have that make a big difference in the present and future of our health. And some of these knowledges that we need to have are how our body functions, and we talk about that quite a bit lately. Yesterday we talked about a couple of hormones, one that helps us to sleep called leptin, and one that helps us to store the fat that from the sugars that our body that we take into our body, and how it has to be stored. It stores the fat, and that's called insulin. And then the knowledge of how to listen to our body, and we've talked about that quite a bit before. And then the knowledge of what to do for our body and be consistent in giving it what it needs to be will be crucial to the health of our body and especially to our brain. So how will we measure up? And so we have a daily chart that we look at on a fairly regular basis. And so what we, I was thinking that we'd begin to do is to look at the water and say, okay, how am I usually doing? Am I being consistent on the basics? And so I thought, well, on the basic of water, I give myself a 10. Because I do get my water most of the time, and then maybe I should only say a 9 because it's not really perfect, but quite perfect, most of the time. Or a 9 or a 10. And when I don't, my body really lets me know in a hurry that I need some more water. And so then to take a look at the sleep, I do have a problem. I probably get only about a 2 for sleep. I'm sleeping on a good sleep system. I don't get to bed on time. I get up too early. But I don't know. That's my problem. I'm still working on sleep. I'm trying to figure out why I don't sleep as much as everybody else. I'm not sure if I really need to, but I need to sleep more than I do. The thing is that I can take a nap in the afternoon. That makes up for, about 4 hours of sleep. I think I go into deep sleep really fast, but I'm not sure how to gauge that. Maybe somebody here on the call has some information that I don't, or maybe sometime in the future, call some more things will help me with my sleep. Okay, we covered 2 things, and we have more people on the call. And so if you'd like to share maybe where you are with just these 2 to begin with, or you can even skip the exercise. Or maybe you can just tell us 2 of them you'd like to. How are you measuring up? In other words, what one are you really needing to work on? Mine is sleep. Well, let me go ahead and start over on this one slide. The health style basics we have that make a big difference in the present and future of our health. And some of these knowledges that we need to have are how our body functions, and we talk about that quite a bit lately. Yesterday we talked about a couple of hormones, one that helps us to sleep called leptin, and one that helps us to store the fat that from the sugars that our body that we take into our body, and how it has to be stored. It stores the fat, and that's called insulin. And then the knowledge of how to listen to our body, and we've talked about that quite a bit before. And then the knowledge of what to do for our body and be consistent in giving it what it needs to be will be crucial to the health of our body and especially to our brain. So how will we measure up? And so we have a daily chart that we look at on a fairly regular basis. And so what I was thinking that we'd begin to do is to look at the water and say, okay, how am I usually doing? Am I being consistent on the basics? And so I thought, well, on the basic of water, I give myself a 10 because I do get my water most of the time. And then maybe I should only say a 9 because it's not really perfect, but quite perfect most of the time. Or a 9 or a 10. And when I don't, my body really lets me know in a hurry that I need some more water. And so then to take a look at the sleep, I do have a problem. I probably get only about a 2 for sleep. I'm sleeping on a good sleep system. I don't get to bed on time. I get up too early. But I don't know. That's my problem. I'm still working on sleep. I'm trying to figure out why I don't sleep as much as everybody else. I'm not sure if I really need to, but I need to sleep more than I do. The thing is that I can take a nap in the afternoon. That makes up for, must be making up for about 4 hours of sleep. I think I go into deep sleep really fast, but I'm not sure how to gauge that. Maybe somebody here on the call has some information that I don't, or maybe sometime in the future call, some more things will help me with my sleep. Okay, we covered two things, and we have more people on the call. And so if you'd like to share maybe where you are with just these two to begin with, or you can even skip into exercise. Or maybe you can just tell us two of them you'd like to. How are you measuring up? In other words, what one are you really needing to work on? Mine is sleep.
Well, this is Monty, and I'm, as far as the water goes, I feel real good about that. Because wherever I go, even in the house, I carry my water bottle with me wherever I'm at, so I do get my water, I think, is okay. As far as the sleep goes, I get about 6.5 to 7.5 hours of sleep a night. Of course,
And so then to take a look at the sleep, I do have a problem. I probably get only about a 2 for sleep. I'm sleeping on a good sleep system. I don't get to bed on time. I get up too early, but I don't know. It's my problem. I'm still working on sleep and trying to figure out why I don't sleep as much as everybody else. I'm not sure if I really need to, but I need to sleep more than I do. The thing is that I can take a nap in the afternoon. That makes up for, must be making up for about 4 hours of sleep. I think I go into deep sleep really fast, but I'm not sure how to gauge that. Maybe somebody here on the call has some information that I don't, or maybe sometime in the future call, some more things will help me with my sleep. Okay, we covered two things, and we have more people on the call. And so if you'd like to share maybe where you are with just these two to begin with, or you can even skip into exercise. Or maybe you can just tell two of them you'd like to. How are you measuring up? In other words, what one are you really needing to work on? Mine is sleep.
Well, this is Monty, and I'm, as far as the water goes, I feel real good about that, because wherever I go, even in the house, I carry my water bottle with me wherever I'm at, so I do get my water, I think, is okay. As far as the sleep goes, I get about 6.5 to 7.5 hours of sleep a night. Of course, I have sleep apnea, and so I have a CPAP machine. That was one of my biggest problems, was that I wasn't getting the proper sleep, and my body, during the day, I'd get fatigued, and seems like I'd sit down in a chair and fall asleep. Now, because of that, and the magnetic pads and pillows and cushion and quilt and everything else, I feel my sleep's a whole lot better there. Of course, mine is the one that I need to work on more is exercise. Just need to get out more and get going.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you, Monty. Anyone else? How are you measuring up on? What is your strengths, and what do you need? What are you working on to get to improve?
Well, this is Mary Lou, and I need to do a little bit better about snacks and timing my meals, because I just don't have a real good schedule on meals, and I can get myself in a lot of trouble if I go too long, or you know. So I need really to work on the timing of my meals and making sure that I can fit in some good snacks. My snacks oftentimes are my Jade Green Zyme Zen, my progesterol. So,
you know, that I did that yesterday, and I thought that worked out pretty well.
Yeah, I think it does.
I was in a hurry, and I didn't even put any peanut butter on my tongue when I had the progesterol. I didn't die off either. So, that was okay. I've been putting peanut butter on my tongue to coat my tongue before I have my progesterol, because it's not my favorite. Well, it's not the progesterol fault. I just have too many bitter taste buds. But you know what? When you use peanut butter on your tongue to have your progesterol, and then you have your Ciaga, the Ciaga and the peanut butter together tastes like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
No.
That was pretty good. Okay. Now then, we're going down and talk. So we want to pay attention to these. As you guys are talking about that, I'm thinking, you know, that spacing of the foods, that's one I'm working on too, is to get that more perfected. Exercise, I exercise a lot just running around in here. And then in my gardening and biking, I think, and then exercising before bed, I think I get pretty good with that.
Like last night, I think I had my dinner, I had my dinner after our last call, so that's not good, because then that's too close to bedtime.
I did too, and then I didn't sleep that well.
Yep.
That's right. That happens sometimes. Okay, so here's my thinking, my thought here today. And I've been thinking of what I'm eating and the weight. You know, I'm not overweight, except I have not lost the 5 pounds that I wanted to lose, and so I've been thinking about that a little bit. The extra food yields extra weight, and extra weight yields extra inflammation, and that yields chronic inflammation, which yields disease. And so it should be a big concern to us. And so I've been thinking about bringing these couple of slides back again and talking about the glycemic load of what we're eating and how much we're supposed to be eating. And I think I need to look at this myself, and so I thought maybe you guys would like to look at it a little bit. Can you see this slide of the food blocks clearly? You can see those on the screen?
Yeah, it's pretty good. Uh-huh.
Good. I don't know. I wish they would print out this well. And so I thought we should talk a little bit about the food blocks and so how are we adding them up. And so when we did use the Dr. Barry Sears zone food blocks, folks really lost a lot of weight, and we learned about how much of everything we should eat. And so I've got these huge strawberries, and I'm thinking, okay, now I really still remember how many. I think I can eat one cup of strawberries, and yep, there it is, right? I'll get my little red dot here. Right here is the strawberries, and I could have one cup of strawberries, and that would be one of my blocks, and I can have a total of 3 blocks. Women get 3 blocks of carbohydrates, and men get 4 blocks of carbohydrates. So I had equivalent of about one cup of strawberries I ate, and about 3 strawberries. They were so huge. And so then I wanted to have some watermelon, and I don't remember how much of watermelon, so I ate about nine bites, I guess, of watermelon for a second block.
Okay. You can get a quarter cup.
A quarter of a cup? Oh, yeah, watermelon.
Three quarters.
Here it is right here. 3 quarters of a cup. I think I probably had a little more than 3 quarters of a cup. I probably had a cup of watermelon. So now I only have, what else? Oh, and I had a little bit of rice. I had some rice also. And so I think I went over. Where's the rice? You see the rice? Is it down here?
The rice cake.
Oh, down here in the grains, maybe.
Hmm? Yeah, I see a rice cake. I'm looking here.
Sort of in alphabetic order.
White rice, fifth of a cup cooked.
What?
Long rice.
White rice. Oh, here it is, a third of a cup. Well, I think I had more like 2/3 of a cup, so I probably had at least 4 blocks of carbohydrates. No wonder. Then I had some salmon. so I have to look on the, and so I get 3 blocks of salmon, supposedly, if looking at this. Where's the salmon? Well, fish, where's the fish? Probably about the same. 1 ounce.
Oh, 1.5 ounces. It's under crab meat.
Well, how long, many lines down here?
Far right.
Far right. There we are.
There you go.
Okay, 1.5 ounces. I probably had about the right amount of salmon, according to this. We've been eating less, but now I've been eating more. I've been eating a protein, animal protein, probably average of 2 times a day, and I think my hair stopped falling out. So I'm probably going to stick with that. Yeah. That's a lot better. So, so that was probably pretty close. With the carbs, I mean with the protein and the fat.
Just for clarification, for me, that means then that you could have, let me see, 3 blocks, 1.5 a block, that'd be 4.5 blocks, I mean 4.5 ounces of salmon.
Right.
Which is equivalent, would be proper.
Right.
6 for 2.
Pardon me?
6 for men.
Right,
four,
right.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's 3. It's 3 for women. It's 3 times whatever that figure would be to make the block, the total block. I got it.
Five.
Okay.
3 times 1.5. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Monty. And so, of course, the ones that don't have a half an ounce. And it may be that we don't need as much of the protein, or we can have some of the protein would be in our fruits and our vegetables and everything else, and especially in the rice that I had. So I probably should have more like only 3 ounces of salmon. And I probably have a little too much of that too. I was hungry. So I've got to watch it. I would have gotten filled up just as well eating a little less of each of these things. So I know I do, yeah, I have protein in my rice because it also has lentils in it, and it's a mixed rice. So, and I forgot to put the avocado in my salad, so I didn't get that much fat. But
one
probably should have some. I did have
one.
Some. One, this avocado are you looking at?
Too much avocado.
You did?
I think I've been having too much avocado, yes.
I've definitely been having too much avocado. I have to eat more. I think I better not say that.
I have it a couple times a day, too.
So anyway, these charts are something to be considered in with if we are wanting to lose some weight, well, then we have to take these amounts, keep them in mind. I don't think we have to get just paranoid about it. Thank you.
Well, I'll tell you one thing in reviewing this chart. You know, when we started this program way back when, and I lost all that weight, I released the chart. I mean, in regards to the amount of the servings, like Mary Lou said, 6 ounces of protein for men, as an example, in the salmon, and I really stuck to that chart, and that was kind of my food Bible, and I think in looking at it now, And I'm not losing the kind of weight that I was losing before. I really think I'm going to go back to the chart because I think I've been eating too much too, particularly when it comes to fruits.
Yeah,
right. is the strawberries, and I could have one cup of strawberries, and that would be one of my blocks, and I can have a total of 3 blocks. Women get 3 blocks of carbohydrates, and men get 4 blocks of carbohydrates. So I had equivalent of about one, I thought about one cup of strawberries I ate, and about 3 strawberries. They were so huge. And so then I wanted to have some watermelon, and I don't remember how much of watermelon, so I ate a couple of, I had just about 3 bites of, about 9 bites, I guess, of watermelon for a second block.
Okay. You can have a quarter cup?
A quarter of a cup? Oh, yeah, of watermelon.
Three quarters.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Here it is, right here. 3 quarters of a cup. I think I probably had a little more than 3 quarters of a cup. I probably had a cup of watermelon. So now I only have, what else? Oh, and I had a little bit of rice. I had some rice also. And so I think I went over. Where's the rice? You see the rice? Is it down here?
The rice cake.
Oh, down here in the grains, maybe.
Hmm? Yeah, I see a rice cake. I'm looking here.
Sort of in alphabetic order.
White rice, fifth of a cup cooked.
What?
Long rice.
White rice. Oh, here it is, a third of a cup. Well, I think I had more like 2/3 of a cup, so I probably had at least 4 blocks of carbohydrates. No wonder. Then I had some salmon, so I had to look on, so I get 3 blocks of salmon, supposedly. If looking at this, there's a salmon. Well, fish, where's the fish? Probably about the same. 1 ounce.
Oh, 1.5 ounces. It's under crab meat.
Well, how long are many lines down here?
Far right.
Far right. There we are.
There you go.
Okay, 1.5 ounces. I probably had about the right amount of salmon, according to this. We've been eating less, but now I've been eating more. I've been eating a protein, animal protein, probably average it 2 times a day, and I think my hair stopped falling out. So I'm probably going to stick with that. Yeah, those are in alphabetic order.
White rice. Fifth of a cup cooked.
What?
Long rice.
White rice. Oh, here it is, a third of a cup. Well, I think I had more like 2/3 of a cup, so I probably had at least 4 blocks of carbohydrates. No wonder. Then I had some salmon, so I had to look on, so I get 3 blocks of salmon, supposedly, if looking at this. There's a salmon. Well, fish. Where's the fish? Probably about the same. 1 ounce.
Oh, 1.5 ounces. It's under crab meat.
Well, how long are many lines down here?
Far right.
Far right. There we are.
There you go.
Okay. What is this? There's a salmon. Well, fish. Where's the fish? Probably about the same. 1 ounce.
Oh, 1.5 ounces. It's under crab meat.
Well, how long are many lines down here?
Far right.
Far right. There we are.
There you go.
Okay. 1.5 ounces. I probably had about the right amount of salmon, according to this. We've been eating less, but now I've been eating more. I've been eating a protein, animal protein, probably average it 2 times a day, and I think my hair stopped falling out. So I'm probably going to stick with that. Yeah. That's a lot better. So, so that was probably pretty close. With the carbs. I mean, with the protein and the fat.
Just for clarification, for me, that means then that you could have, let me see, 3 blocks, 1.5 a block, that'd be 4.5 blocks, I mean 4.5 ounces of salmon,
right,
which is equivalent, would be proper?
Right.
6 for 2.
Pardon me?
6 for men.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's three for women, it's 3 times whatever that figure would be to make the block, the total block. I got it.
Right.
Okay.
3 times 1.5. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Monty. And so, of course, the ones that don't have a half an ounce. And it may be that we don't need as much of the protein, or we can have some of the protein would be in our fruits and our vegetables and everything else, and especially in the rice that I had. So I probably, and the fat.
Just for clarification, for me, that means then that you could have, let me see, 3 blocks, 1.5 a block, that'd be 4.5 blocks, I mean 4.5 ounces of salmon.
Right.
Which is equivalent, would be proper?
Right.
6 for 2.
Pardon me?
6 for men.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's three for women, it's 3 times whatever that figure would be to make the block, the total block. I got it.
Right.
Okay.
3 times 1.5. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Monty. And so, of course, the ones that don't have a half an ounce. And it may be that we don't need as much of the protein, or we can have some of the protein would be in our fruits and our vegetables and everything else, and especially in the rice that I had. So I probably should have more like only 3 ounces of salmon. And I probably have a little too much of that, too. I was hungry. So I've got to watch it. I would have gotten filled up just as well, eating a little less of it, each of these things. So I know I do, yeah, I have protein in my rice because it also has lentils in it, and it's a mixed rice. So, and I forgot to put the avocado in my salad, so I didn't get that much fat. But
one
I probably did have some. I did have
one.
Some. One, this avocado are you looking at?
Too much avocado.
You did?
I think I've been having too much avocado, yes.
I've definitely been having too much avocado. I have to eat more. I think I better not say that.
I have it a couple times a day, too.
So anyway, these charts are something to be considered in with if we are wanting to lose some weight, well, then we have to take these amounts to keep them in mind. I don't think we have to get just paranoid about it. Thank you.
Well, I'll tell you one thing in reviewing this chart. You know, when we started this program way back when, and I lost all that weight, I released the chart. I mean, in regards to the amount of the servings, like Mary Lou said, 6 ounces of protein for men, as an example, in the salmon, and I really stuck to that chart, and that was kind of like my food Bible, and I think in looking at it now, And I'm not losing the kind of weight that I was losing before. I really think I'm going to go back to the chart because I think I've been eating too much too, particularly when it comes to fruits.
One, this avocado are you looking at?
Too much avocado.
You did?
I think I've been having too much avocado, yes.
I've definitely been having too much avocado.
avocado, yes.
I've definitely been having too much avocado. I have to eat more. I think I better not say that.
I have it a couple times a day, too.
So anyway, these charts are something to be considered in with if we are wanting to lose some weight, well, then we have to take these amounts, keep them in mind. I don't think we have to get just paranoid about it. Thank you.
Well, I'll tell you one thing in reviewing this chart. You know, when we started this program way back when, and I lost all that weight, I released the chart. I mean, in regards to the amount of the servings, like Mary Lou said, 6 ounces of protein for men, as an example, in the salmon, and I really stuck to that chart, and that was kind of my food Bible, and I think in looking at it now, And I'm not losing the kind of weight that I was losing before. I really think I'm going to go back to the chart because I think I've been eating too much too, particularly when it comes to fruits.
Yeah,
right. Me too.
And so I think I'm glad you brought this chart back up. Very well.
I haven't been doing as much with it because I can't get a good print. But I think we need to keep looking at it. We'll keep it on here.
And, you know, we have to remember, too, that too much fruit increases our triglycerides, too, and we don't, you know, we don't need that. So, and I think too much of anything, if our body isn't using it, it's going to turn to fat.
I think I've been eating too much of everything.
I know I have. I think at the beginning of this program, that first book we were talking about, she said if we stay in the alkaline, we can't, you know, we don't need to measure. So that was sticking in my head. Well, I'm going to measure now.
Okay, you only get one plate now. You don't get to have more plates. One only.
Now, what was that?
Well, she said you could have as many platefuls as you wanted as long as you stay
balanced. Oh, yeah.
Well, we've experimented along with this long enough. We're going to have to stick with a chart back here. I'm really glad that we've learned all about the acid and the alkaline. And so, you know, trying to balance them both to begin with was a little bit difficult, but we've got this under control. We know what's alkaline. We know what's acidic, and so now we've got that knowledge, and now we're ready to put it back together with, okay, let's get on our program of how much we're supposed to eat. Because if we eat more than what our body needs, of course, that just goes right to fat. Especially more carbs, because that will just tell your insulin will just store the fat, and if we limit those to what we're supposed to have, well, then that won't be happening so much. And especially if we've got to get the exercise, of course, of some sort, if we're going to burn it. Okay, so that's the lesson for today.
I have a question.
Okay.
Is this Dr. Sears' chart, or was this his chart and you put in the colors for the set that example from the other?
That's right. I did change all the colors, didn't I?
Yeah. Okay. I wondered
but
if there
still
was.
Are. We have the favorable up here. We still have the favorable at the top, separated, and the unfavorable carbohydrates are down here. These are higher in glycemic load. That's why you don't get very much. Because up here you can have, let's see, spinach. We can have times 3, 9, 10 and a half cups of spinach if that's what you want for your carbs, and that's the only one you have for that meal. We won't be hungry. Oh, look at broccoli. 12 cups of broccoli we can eat. Probably turn green. So we have some of these things down here. If you want to have raisins, you can only have 3 tablespoons if that's the only one you'll eat. because the glycemic load is so high.
You know, if you just go along and you look, even in the favorable carbohydrate choices, your blocks there in your fresh fruit, a half of an apple is one block.
Mm-hmm.
So if you eat a whole apple, which I oftentimes do, I can only have one more block there.
Right, but if you did have a whole apple, you could have 3.5 cups of spinach still.
Right. And my avocado.
I think is avocado in here? I think it's...
No, it's down below. It's my fat. It's the fat.
Over
kind
here.
Of a good choice of fat, though, isn't it?
Yeah. And we can have 3 tablespoons of that then.
And if you're at your ideal weight or you need more weight, this is where you can increase. You can have all the avocado you want. Probably have all the spinach you want, too.
Where are those almonds? Oh, 3. Okay, I remember somewhere we were only supposed to eat 3.
Yeah, 3 almonds. Wow.
One
really
block.
Abusing that. So, this is a measuring up part for of our lesson today, is looking at this chart.
Well, I'm really glad that you brought this back out. I don't know about anybody else, but I have definitely been overeating. I've not been overeating, I don't think, on my protein, but I've been overeating on the vegetables, and I probably still am overeating on the fruit, even though I'm trying very hard to not, because it spikes my triglycerides so bad. But I've been having bigger, I know, I've never eaten a half apple in my life.
I'm glad too, Mary Lou, totally, because I realize now that even though I've been more aware of eating alkaline and acidic food, I still realize now that I'm indulging too much. But I think this is the right, this is going to, I know for sure, help me. And the other thing it's going to do, it's going to help me as I prepare my menu for the week. To really know, give me more of a better handle on my meal placing.
You know, another thing that helps me, I don't know about you guys, but if I switch and I'm going to go back and follow this as well. And when I do try to do that, well, I'm used to eating a lot more. And so now, and what I have been doing, is sometimes if I'm working on the computer, which supposedly you're going to sit down and eat, and I still don't do that. I still work and eat at the same time a lot of the times, or do something while I'm eating. And so I could just go ahead and keep eating and hardly even notice that I am. And so now I have this gum that I get from Vitacost, and it's called, I don't know if I told you guys about this gum. It is called Spry. It's the company is Spry. You probably can't hear me. The company is Spry, S-P-R-Y. And actually, I saw it in a Vashon store, and I've seen it in some other health food stores. And it has, it's sugar-free. It has xylitol for the sweetener, and that's made out of raspberries or something. And then it gets hard fairly fast, but it's really a nice gum. And so if I chew that gum, it takes away my craving to want to eat, if I have it after I eat. Usually I have 2 or 3 of them, and it comes in a little jar. So they last forever. It costs like $3, and that lasts you 6 months. But anyway, that's a little stop eating tip.
Well, and I think that chewing is good, especially if you're doing it after you eat, because that's doing making more enzymes, right? Chew.
Think about that. That's a good idea. Good
that's
thought,
right.
Lou. Yeah. So, wow. Now we're all set for recharging on our way to our weight goals. And less weight is less inflammation. Is a little thinking chart here today, thinking slide.
You know, if you just go along and you look, even in the favorable carbohydrate choices, your blocks there in your fresh fruit. A half of an choices your blocks there in your fresh fruit. A half of an apple is one block.
Mm-hmm.
So if you eat a whole apple, which I oftentimes do, I can only have one more block there.
Right, but if you did have a whole apple, you could have 3.5 cups of spinach still.
Right. And my avocado.
I think is the avocado in here? I think it's...
No, it's down below. It's my fat. It's the fat.
Over
kind
here.
Of a good choice of fat, though, isn't it?
Yeah. And we can have 3 tablespoons of that, then.
And if you're at your ideal weight or you need more weight, this is where you can increase. You can have all the avocado you want. Probably have all the spinach you want, too.
Where are those almonds? Oh, 3. Okay, I remember somewhere we were only supposed to eat 3.
Yeah, 3 almonds. Wow.
One
really
block.
Abusing that. So, this is a measuring up part for our lesson today, is looking at this chart.
Well, I'm really glad that you brought this back out. I don't know about anybody else, but I have definitely been overeating. I've not been overeating, I don't think, on my protein, but I've been overeating on the vegetables, and I probably still am overeating on the fruit, even though I'm trying very hard to not, because it spikes my triglycerides so bad.
Ideal weight, or you need more weight, this is where you can increase. You can have all the avocado you want. Probably have all the spinach you want, too.
Where are those almonds? Oh, 3. Okay, I remember.
Probably have all the spinach you want, too.
Where are those almonds? Oh, 3. Okay, I remember somewhere we were only supposed to eat 3.
Yeah, 3 almonds. Wow.
One
really
block.
Abusing that. So, this is a measuring up part for our lesson today, is looking at this chart.
Well, I'm really glad that you brought this back out. I don't know about anybody else, but I have definitely been overeating. I've not been overeating, I don't think, on my protein, but I've been overeating on the vegetables, and I probably still am overeating on the fruit, even though I'm trying very hard to not, because it spikes my triglycerides so bad. But I've been having bigger, I know, I've never eaten a half apple in my life.
I'm glad too, Mary Lou, totally, because I realize now that even though I've been more aware of eating alkaline and acidic food, I still realize now that I'm indulging too much. But I think I know for sure help me. And the other thing it's going to do, it's going to help me as I prepare my menu for the week. To really know, give me more of a better handle on my meal placing.
You know, another thing that helps me, I don't know about you guys, but if I switch and I'm going to go back and follow this as well. And when I do try to do that, well, I'm used to eating a lot more. And so now, and what I have been doing is sometimes if I'm working on the computer, which supposedly you're going to sit down and eat, and I still don't do that. I still work and eat at the same time a lot of the times, or do something while I'm eating. And so I could just go ahead and keep eating and hardly even notice that I am. And so now I have this gum that I get from Vitacost.
I still realize now that I'm indulging too much. But I think I know for sure help me. And the other thing it's going to do, it's going to help me as I prepare my menu for the week. to really know, give me more of a better handle on my meal placing.
You know, another thing that helps me, I don't know about you guys, but if I switch and I'm going to go back and follow this as well. And when I do try to do that, well, I'm used to eating a lot more. And so now, and what I have been doing is sometimes if I'm working on the computer, which supposedly you're going to sit down and eat, and I still don't do that. I still work and eat at the same time a lot of the times, or do something while I'm eating. And so I could just go ahead and keep eating and hardly even notice that I am. And so now I have this gum that I get from Vitacost. And it's called, I don't know if I told you guys about this gum. It is called Spry. It's a company of Spry. You probably can't hear me. The company is Spry, S-P-R-Y. And actually I saw it in a Vashon store, and I've seen it in some other health food stores. And it has, it's sugar-free. It has xylitol for the sweetener, and that's made out of raspberries or something. And it gets hard fairly fast, but it's really a nice gum. And so if I chew that gum, it takes away my craving to want to eat, if I have it after I eat. Usually I have two or three of them, and it comes in a little. So I could just go ahead and keep eating and hardly even notice that I am. And so now I have this gum that I get from Vitacost, and it's called, I don't know if I told you guys about this gum, it is called Spry. It's a company of Spry. You probably can't hear me. The company is Spry, S-P-R-Y. And actually I saw it in a Vashon store, and I've seen it in some other health food stores. And it has, it's sugar-free, it has xylitol for the sweetener, and that's made out of raspberries or something. And it gets hard fairly fast, but it's really a nice gum. And so if I chew that gum, it takes away my craving to want to eat, if I have it after I eat. Usually I have two or three of them. And it comes in a little jar, so they last forever. It costs like $3, and that lasts you 6 months. But anyway, that's a little stop eating tip.
Well, and I think that chewing is good, especially if you're doing it after you eat, because that's doing making more enzymes, right? Chew, chew,
well,
chew, chew.
Think about that. That's a good idea. Good
that's
thought,
right.
Lou. Yeah. So, wow, now we're all set for recharging on our way to our weight goals. And less weight is less inflammation. There's our little thinking chart here today, thinking slide. So it will be interesting to see now as we make these changes, what changes happens with our goals and how we're doing on them.
I'm going to have to try to print this off since I'm going to be traveling. It's going to be... No, it's going to be easy. Much easier.
So, I'm thinking I'm going to redo them because I know I could redo them and make them, but it looks a little time-consuming.
Oh, very.
I've tried copying them in every which way, and that's how I got these, copying them out of Excel and putting it onto a slide.
Ruth, is this the same... I know we was able in the past. We were able to order up the zone book that Dr. Sears, and in that package came this chart that was all. Can't think
basically
of the word right now.
Dr. Sears never made the charts. Shard did.
Yeah, I know, but they were available through. I know I could use to get them. They were available through Focus on Growth.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Blue Ribbon had them there for a while, too, but I don't think they were colored with the alkaline like Ruth has them.
No, they definitely weren't. Okay, I'm going to check and see if I have it in Excel, because why wouldn't we be able to, we might be able to just print it out in Excel, and maybe it would turn out well there.
Yeah, I'd sure appreciate it if you'd send me one before I go on my trip. This is going to be important for me.
I don't even know if I have, I don't even remember if I have it. Slide. So it will be interesting to see now as we make these changes, what changes happens with our goals and how we're doing on them.
I'm going to have to try to print this off since I'm going to be traveling. It's going to be, no, it's going to be easy. Much
so,
easier.
I'm thinking I'm going to redo them because I know I could redo them and make them, but it looks a little time-consuming.
Oh, very.
I've tried copying them in every which way, and that's how I got these, copying them out of Excel and putting it onto a slide.
Ruth, is this the same? I know we was able in the past. We were able to order up the zone book that Dr. Sears, and in that package came this chart that was all. Can't think of the word right now.
Dr. Sears never made the chart. Shard did.
Yeah, I know, but they were available through. I know I had ways to get them. They were available through Focus on Growth.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Blue Ribbon had them there for a while, too, but I don't think they were colored with the alkaline like Ruth has them.
No, they definitely weren't. Okay, I'm going to check and see if I have it in Excel. Because why wouldn't we be able to, we might be able to just print it out in Excel and maybe it would turn out well there.
Yeah, I'd sure appreciate it if you'd send me one before I go on my trip. This is going to be important for me.
I don't even know if I have, I don't even remember if I have it.
Some
form of it. But let's look at it and see how it turns out. So we're going to be just talking about this chart and looking at it right now. So everyone who's on the call, we welcome, thank you for joining our call, and thank those of you who are listening to the recording. But if you need to leave, our time is actually up. But we'll probably be visiting here for a bit on the call and look at, see if we can find this health style chart. Okay, so I wonder what I called it. If I find it, I'll send it to you. How about that?
Are you in the documents library?
I'm in my Excel library right now.
Maybe that's what's going on my screen because it bumped me from the charts.
Yeah, it is.
Okay,
before you.
I'm on my desktop. What? There it is.
Before you go, when you're done with that, could you do the second page of that chart? Maybe that's it.
This is Excel. But look, it's covering more than one page. There's a little split here.
I don't
no hot dog, no pepperoni, no cream cheese, and no whipped cream. Just they're gone.
Yeah, I wouldn't have them anyway.
I think I'll send you each a chart, just two slides. I can just send those, and you'll be able to open them.
Thank you.
Okay, and good.
What we have. And then I'm not sure that I'll be working on these. Well, that was a protein oil, but I don't know what I did with the other chart. How come it's not here with this one? Okay, so.
If you scroll down on the chart itself, it's not there. It says five sheets. Sheet five.
No,
nope.
Not there.
Darn. Okay.
Okay, so I'll send those to you. And you guys.
Okay, now I did just clip this or snip this. Could you do the vegetable one?
Sure.
And I'll see.
You want a bigger one? Hey, let's try. You want to try a bigger one?
Okay.
That would have been a good idea before. How's that?
That's nice.
Wow. can't get to my
screen. Really inviting. Did you get it in time?
No, I did not, because I couldn't find my snippet. It took my whole screen.
Oh, so do you want me to back up? Yeah, I have.
Yeah,
I
just edged both, and I'll see if I can print it off.
But can you get your snipper?
Yeah. Because I don't. Yeah. I've got this one.
Is this what you need?
That's the one I need.
Okay, I'll still send them to you.
Okay, good. Okay, I got it. Thank you.
All right, you guys.
You
going to
send it to all of us?
Sure.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
Great.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.